Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Port Recovery Softball Field, where tonight our Lady Indians take on the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Lineups for Ridgemont versus the non-starters. Number 11, Olivia Karcher. Number 15, Jaden Dondra. 20, Jenna Jordan. And number 7, Mackenzie Olson. Now for their starting lineup. Number 9 in center field, Haley Howard. Number 4 at third base, Brooke Nielsen. Number 16 at shortstop, Amanda Howland. The catcher, number 12, Nikki Freshcorn. The first baseman, number 25, Hannah Schaffner. The second baseman, number 3, Braxton Thomas. The pitcher, number 6, Whitney Bailey. The right fielder, number 43, Michaela Creston. The left fielder, number 23, Abby Nichols. And now for our own Lady Indians, the non-starters, number 56, Andrea LaBarge. Number 24, Allison Kanapke. Number 15, Abby Kanapke. Starting for the Lady Indians, at catcher, number 23, Brenna Homan. At shortstop, number 86, Chloe Grisey. The pitcher, number 22, Jackie Homan. First baseman, number 2, Sophie Pearson. Third baseman, number 44, Maddie Guggenbiller. The defensive player, Brittany Tebbe. Right fielder, number 3, Ava Shane. Second baseman, number 1, Callie Wendell. Center fielder, number 13, Kenzie Garkey. And the flex player in left field, Macy Shinneberry. And now will you all stand and please remove your headwear for the playing of our national anthem. Umpires for this evening's ball game: on the plate, Mr. Steve Trout; on the bases, Mr. Doug Billerman.
Okay, here's another thing that we'll probably have to know too, and Neil may have it written down.
Yep.
The winner plays.
Yep, I sure got that. Yeah, Neil's got all the information. There you go. All right, so good afternoon, everybody. That is a total strange start to this broadcast, but we are going to hopefully get this game across to you with very few glitches, right, Joe? Maybe? Oh, yeah, Joe's still standing here. Joe has a lot of jobs tonight. So, Joe, number 1, can you hear me? I hope so.
No, I can't.
Ah! Check 1-2, check 1-2, but you heard me before.
Well, I heard you through, I didn't have the phone on, but I heard you.
That's what
check,
I thought.
Check
1-2, headphone volume is up. Here we go again.
Lose, laptop.
Oh, no. Okay, let's just get started, see what happens.
Check, check. Check, check.
Check 1-2. Check 1-2.
Coming up to bat.
Oh, yeah. We can hear it.
Center fielder, Haley Howard.
Okay, we just can't hear each other, but I could hear you on there.
Perfect.
So, we will be... We'll get her. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. We are at Lady Indian Softball Diamond. We need to come up with a good name for this venue.
I believe the naming rights are for sale.
Oh, there you go. They probably are.
Okay, so Haley Howard, our batter. She's a starting center fielder for the Ridgemont Lady Golden Gophers. That's out of play. Jackie
over our head.
Is the starting
all right,
Lady
so Joe and I are going to do our best to not talk over each other because we cannot hear each other in the headphones, but I believe you guys can all hear us. So we are going to just roll with that. And we'll get you caught up on this game.
We got a 1-2 count. Jackie Homan started off the ball game with two straight strikes. Now it's 1-2. She threw a good pitch there to eye high. Tried to get her to go after it.
Oop, outside.
Up and outside. 2-2's now
sure
on count.
Sure like it.
Here in the top of the first. Just starting sectional softball.
Nice pitch. And gets a strikeout. First batter. Up and down. Joe, I'm going to try something. I'm going to push a button here. It's either going to blow our ears off, everybody,
or
we're
going
to all hear each other. Wow, that was amazing.
Perfect. Coming up to bat now for Ridgemont. Third baseman, Brooke Nielsen.
We got it now. Oh, and she shoots it right to Chloe Greasy. Fires to first. Nice play. Out number two. The Indians are looking pretty good to start with here, Joe.
Nielsen hit the first pitch offered to her. So now two outs. And coming up to bat for the Lady Golden Gophers is going to be shortstop Amanda Howland. They're starting shortstop. Golden Gophers are dressed in green uniforms with golden sleeves on them. Ridgemont's from over, they're over on the other side of Indian Lake, I believe.
I kind of wondered which direction they were coming from.
Yeah, over so, there by, like, Russellvania.
So, like, past New Bremen.
Straight north.
Straight out there.
Right. What's the name of that school that is? Now strike two. Jackie's humping them in there. 0-2 our count with two outs here in the top of the first. I want to say Liberty Benton, but I don't know if that's
Benjamin Logan.
Benjamin Logan.
That's out there, right?
Straight north of Ben Logan.
Foul tip. I remember going there, I think, for a volleyball tournament once.
Yes.
For the only time I've been there.
Ben Logan is a school, is compromise, or like five schools came together, I believe.
Oh, that could be. I think you're right, because I do remember seeing
when you're at
volleyball tournaments, you have a lot of stuff to look at.
Yes.
Oh, swing and a miss.
Strike three.
Man, Holman is on fire. Awesome. That was a great first inning. So the Indians, three up, three down, the first inning. We are going to shoot for a commercial. We're going to just cross our fingers and see how this works out, and then we will be right back. All right, and I'm going to guess that nobody can hear that commercial, so I'm just going to talk right through here. Instead of commercials, why not? So we're going to talk about some of our sponsors. And we have Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wengler Ace Hardware, the Tin Cupboard and Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings, Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Cout Pharmacy, Performance Physical Therapy, Wayne Street Market. All right, so at least this will give us a little bit extra time to talk about what's going on. So we have this, like we said, is the first game in sectional tournament for the Indians. Game was supposed to be played last night, but unfortunately all the crazy rain we got put an end to that. So let Joe get his announcing in. He's got a couple jobs here.
Catcher Brenna Homan.
Brenna Homan up to bat. This is our leadoff hitter. We are just starting the bottom of the first.
And Brenna squares two bunt and misses it.
Almost looked like she got a little piece of that, but I'm not sure what they called.
Oh, the catcher did catch it.
So that's true, so she must not have.
And she offered.
I guess
so
it didn't go
strike.
Over. Yep. Oh, and there she gets a nice little slap. Going to drop right in center field. Brenna's rounding. She is going to.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Aggressive base running, but it just didn't work out that time. So Brenna rounded one. I'm sorry, went for second base and got her out on a tag. It was kind of hard to see from here, but regardless, one out.
Chloe Greasy now, our batter, and I'll have to say that again.
Yep.
What's this? Chloe with a high in the
almost
field.
The same spot. Going to drop there. Right in. Yep. Ooh. Thought I was going to pop out there for just a second. Center fielder comes in and makes a nice play on that one. It wasn't quite as short as
two pitches,
Brenna's was.
Two outs. So coming up now for the Lady Indians, pitcher Jackie Homan.
And Homan's been doing a really nice job at the plate from what I hear.
That's it.
She hits one hard, but
deep.
It's going to be foul, I believe, to left field. Hits
and
fence.
Out. It's out.
Oh, it is out. It's on the playground. Oh, man, if that would have just been
15 feet to the
I
right.
I was
going to
say 20, and I was like, wasn't
yep,
sure.
You're right there.
Yeah, so we'll take a home run. That'd be a great start.
I believe.
A high pitch there.
Now 0-2 as Jackie fouls that off. Going over the Lady Indian starting lineup, Brenna Homan at catcher. She was the leadoff. Chloe Greasy at shortstop. She batted second and flied to center field. Jackie Homan, our pitcher, is now at bat. Sophie Pearson, the first baseman, is on deck. Then Maddie Guckenbiller, the third baseman, in the five spot. Brittany Tebby, the flex player, is
gets a ball.
Batting six as Jackie takes ball. So now we have a 1-2 count on Jackie. Ava Shane, the right fielder, is batting seventh. Kelly Wendell, the second baseman. Oh, that's hit hard. That's floating.
Oh, is it
floating.
Going?
Nope.
Gone? Nope. Right inside the fence. It was hard to tell. Man, she takes second base easy. It was like a nice little Sunday afternoon jog to second for Jackie.
Yes. So, Sophie, I'm going to wait a little bit on this one. First baseman, Sophie Pearson. Is our batter. Maddie Guckenbiller on deck.
And we've got Jackie Homan on second. Sophie hits a pop up
trouble.
Here toward right, but
that
it's kind of dropping way low. Nope.
Nice
she
play.
Comes in on it. Nice job. Good hustle by the right fielder out there. So we have one complete inning down. Score is 0-0. Two pretty quick innings. I should say one pretty quick inning. I'm sorry. Pretty quick both ways. So, once again, I'm just going to run down some of our sponsors, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up in the MAC. We have B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wangler Ace Hardware, Tin Cover, Fort Recovery Insurance, Faller Mechanical, Hastings, Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, and K&L. So, you guys are going to just love my voice by the end of this thing since we can't get commercials up. But, hey, I'll take it. We are going to get to listen to this game. So, we are going to have, in our sectional right now, Indians are playing Ridgemont. Like I said, this game was supposed to happen last night. It was a little bit too wet. So, the winner of this game is going to go on to play Lincoln View, which it looks like Lincoln View is the number 3 seed. And that game is going to happen on Thursday at 5 o'clock.
Which the Indians lost to Lincoln View by one run in the regular season on a Saturday quad meet.
Okay.
Actually,
I remember.
Lincoln View and Crestview were there. They lost to both teams by a run, if I'm not mistaken. But coming up now for the Lady Golden Gophers is going to be catcher Nikki Freshcorn.
She's
their cleanup hitter.
She is a senior, and she sure looks like it. She looks like she could belt that ball.
Yeah.
Foul ball.
See, she's might have hit one or two over the fence this year.
Yep, kind of looks like it.
Nice swing, too.
And I don't think I have their complete record, but I'll look here, see what we can come up 10-8
with. 10-8 on the season.
Is that what it is, 10-8?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice stop by Brenna. Ooh, I hope she didn't get her hand on that one. Well, that one kind of bounced out of it.
It went off the plate, so it's a 1-1 count. Jackie did a nice job changing up on that pitch, kind of giving her a different look.
Yeah.
Here comes the pitch.
Nice pitch goes to Chloe. Chloe fields it. Wow, nice play by Chloe Greasy. That was a hard hit ball. Good thing she kept her head right in that one and fired it straight at Sophie Pearson at first. So, one out.
Coming up now for Ridgemont. First baseman, Hannah Schaefer. I think I actually pronounced that as Schaffner. But either way, one thing we didn't mention, Joe, in the first inning, I think the Lady Indians.
Nice easy field there to first base, Sophie Pearson, for out number two.
Six pitches.
There sure was not very many.
No, that was Sophie unassisted, right?
Yep, that was Sophie all by herself. The hit it pretty much right to Sophie, and she just had a step on first. Nice job though, staying down and behind that.
So coming up now for the Lady Ridgemont Golden Gophers, second baseman Braxton Thomas.
Got a lefty here. First must have been outside.
Must have been. Well, yeah, looked like it. A lot of times in good ladies softball, it seems like left-handers like to lay a bunt down. This one doesn't look like she's going to be doing that.
I don't think so. She's got a little different stance there. Well, she's headed toward first. The ball kind of dropped. Oh, I think Joe jinxed it. It was a full swing, but it sat like a bunt.
Yeah.
Man, she legged that one out and made it. It was a nice close throw by Holman, but didn't quite get her out. Just information, I'll let Joe announce this next batter, sorry, and then I'll carry that on.
Pitcher Whitney Bailey.
If you are listening and would like to come up and watch the game, you do have to get tickets online. You cannot get them at the gate. So you can go online at OHSAA's website. Nice play. That last out went to
Maddie Guggenbiller
on third.
5-3.
Nice throw right to first. The Indians look good on defense. All right, so let's get caught up what I was continuing. I'll continue that statement, I guess. No tickets available at the gate. Have to go online. It's OHSAA.org/tickets. You'll select softball and select Wapakoneta and select get tickets. I'm going to assume it's probably all a virtual ticket, or you could print it out or have it on your phone, something like that. But that is the only way to get tickets for the game tonight. So if you're sitting at home listening and thinking, hey, I want to see this in person, that's what you need to do before you get here. I don't want to say I guarantee, but it sure looks like it is going to be a good game. So I think you would definitely get your money's worth, that's for sure.
Yes.
Sorry. All right, so we're going to run through a couple more sponsors. We have Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, and Wangler Ace Hardware.
Coming up for the Lady Indians, third baseman Maddie Guggenbiller.
All right, so we are ready in the bottom.
I can't hear their walk-up music. I might be talking over it.
Oh. Well, that's why you don't hear it, Joe.
Perfect.
There is no walk-up music. So Maddie Guggenbiller is up. First pitch was a ball.
Maddie, get on track here.
And that looked like a changeup. Gets
Twitter.
A little pop-up, heading back to the shortstop. My brain was gone for just a second. Good effort by Maddie. Legs it out through first, but shortstop makes that play.
So now coming up for the Lady Indians, Brittany Tebbe.
We're definitely getting our bats on the ball. Just got to start getting to better placement, I think. Which that can come.
Yep. Brittany starts out with a ball. It's a 1-0 now our count here in the bottom of the second inning. Probably hear the winds are blowing a little bit.
Oh, coming second in, pitch in the dirt.
Coming in from the northwest, so it's kind of blowing into us a little bit.
I'll take it if it's not the weather like we had on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep. No fun at all.
No, you'd think May. Usually after Mother's Day, you start getting some warmer days. You don't see as many blankets.
Yeah, right. A little foul ball there, right outside of the first baseline.
Like Sophie Pearson warming up in the bullpen for the Lady Indians. Brittany with a 2-1 count now. That's it.
Look like a changeup, maybe. Dropping center field, and she catches it. Gets right underneath it. Tell you what, their defense is doing a really good job. Ridgemont out there
Coming up now for the Lady Indians will be right fielder Ava Shane. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Ava fouls it off straight back. She's down 0-1. The girls are definitely hitting it.
They are. They're not afraid to swing, and that's awesome. Ava's right. A sophomore for the Indians.
One of four sophomores, I believe, for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, we got a young team. A nice pitch right up the middle.
Yep, a little bit ahead on it.
Yep.
Not too bad, though. Love to see Ava give one a ride.
She had a good hit last game, right? I'm thinking I only read off Twitter. It's all I get is what the Twitter feed was, but I remember, or she got quite a few hits maybe. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, both Saturday games.
Ooh, that's a little blooper drop. She's going to have to leg it out in the dirt. Oh, yeah. Nice job. So that one was a little bloop kind of between the pitcher, the shortstop, and the second baseman. Second baseman went to pick it up and throw it, and the ball stayed on the ground. So that worked out. Tremendous for Ava. Good for her for legging through that.
Yeah, I think it's a line drive in the book.
I'll take it.
Yep,
sounds good.
Second baseman, Callie Wendell.
Joe is official, so... we take whatever Joe says.
That one might have been a little bit questionable.
Does that work for you at home? Everybody does whatever Joe says.
Not very often. You know, I got three daughters, right? And a wife.
I'm pretty sure your daughter told me the other day. Yeah, one time my dad was on a business trip, and it was 2 days before I knew he was gone.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck?
No.
Sorry, I shouldn't talk about
poor
Olivia like that.
Yeah. Poor Olivia. Looks like that salesman's got you, too.
She does. Ooh. Ava gets a nice leadoff. A catcher stops that one and looks her back.
2-1 count now for Ava.
Callie. Callie's up. Ava's off first. Sorry. There we go. Ooh, it might be another little spot. Yep, it's dropping right there in front of left field. Ava's going to go for three.
Didn't stop.
Shoo.
Nice job.
Boy, that was a close one. Ava takes three on that one to get the extra base. Man, that was a pretty good decision in my book. We have two outs. We've got a runner on 2 and 3 now. So scoring position. And up at the plate is?
Center fielder Kenzie Garkey.
Kenzie has been on fire. I do know I saw her name quite a bit in the Twitter post.
Yeah, I didn't get to see either game on Saturday.
Oh, didn't you?
For big games, no. What, too much going on.
They sounded like they did pretty good from what I read and from what Olivia tells me. See? Kenzie, I just believe her.
Kenzie starts out with a strike. 0-1, two outs.
This is nice. There's no pressure on the girls running the bases, but they look pretty aggressive out there.
Yes. Well, they're looking to do something there.
We need to get something up on the scoreboard here because I got a feeling Ridgemont's going to be hitters, too. She takes the second one looking.
It's tough. The umpire, Mr. Steve Trout, he's been doing this for a long time. And he's really good. He's pretty consistent with things.
There you go. She gets a little piece of it. It's heading foul, thankfully. Just outside of third base there. So runners go back. Kenzie gets back to the plate again.
Great if she could shoot a gap here.
Yeah, it would be. Oh, I see the outfield backing up. So,
yeah,
I'm one of those little bloopers right in there that everybody's been getting here tonight. Might be the thing to do.
Or even anywhere in the green.
Yep, stays in there. Get a piece of it. Foul ball.
Kenzie's fighting.
She is, and she's still smiling.
Yeah,
I could see her smile all the way from out here.
It's kind of rare that she doesn't. She's over at our house quite a bit too. Yeah, she's usually smiling a lot.
We'll
I guess that
it.
Is one of the things that with two daughters.
Hey, there you go. It's going to drop. Oh, man. That was so close. Nice shot. Just kind of hit off the inside of the bat. So made it out to a right field. And she did a nice job catching that. So I'm going to try one more time for see if we can get any ads going tonight. And if not, we'll just do some more talking. All right, I'm going to venture to guess. Nobody can hear that ad, but it was telling you go to Wangler Ace Hardware. I could probably make up my own ad for them. I actually did one time, Joe. If you go on Facebook, you can look it up. If you want a real good laugh, look at that. That was a couple years ago. Let's see. Kevin Will was in that ad. Oh, we had some fun. All right. So back on track. So we're going to talk about some more of the tournament games. So the winner's going to play Lincoln View tomorrow. Or, I'm sorry, Thursday. And it looks like, I don't know, did St. Henry and Mary Local get their game in last night?
I don't know.
Going to guess maybe not. But the winner of that game will play Crestview. And that happens on Thursday as well, I'm going to assume.
So coming up for Ridgemont, Michaela Creviston, right fielder. Okay, I said it right. I had to check.
Looks good. Creviston.
Yeah. Couldn't read my own writing as Jackie starts her out with a ball. We're already in the top of the third inning.
This is a quick game, that's for sure.
Yes.
And everybody is, I think they're ready to hit the ball. So hopefully we make this 3-up, 3-down, and then get in there. Strike two?
Yeah, definitely behind
Jackie.
Oh,
sorry. Ball on a strike.
Yes,
my bad.
Definitely behind Jackie on that swing. So right side's got to be heads up here.
Where are we at in their lineup?
Number 9.
Okay.
Number 8.
Sorry. Ooh, gets her swinging at a high pitch. That was a nice one right there.
So the first inning, Jackie struck out 2 girls. The second inning, she didn't strike out anybody, but it was 3 ground balls. So she keeps the ball down. That's a good thing for the Lady Indians.
Oh, nice pitch.
Now she's got her 3rd strike out of the ball game.
That one looked like it was just easy peasy for Jackie.
It did.
Not sure if that last one was a little bit of a changeup or not.
Now coming up for Ridgemont, Abby Nichols, the batter. Now this has her as a left fielder, but I think she's the right fielder. I think the other little girl that was up was the...
Yeah, she kind of looks like it. I can tell she takes her helmet off because her right fielder's got red hair.
Yep. Abby's, Jackie starts her out with a strike.
And Abby is a senior for Ridgemont. Strike two. Boy, they look like they're swinging right underneath it.
Yeah, and they're maybe behind, too.
Yeah, it almost looks behind. Like a little bit of a golf swing.
Yeah. To quote the old...
Man, 1-2-3.
Nice job.
3-up, 3-down on that pitch, or on that batter, sorry. I'll get my words right one
Two
of these
K's
days.
In the inning, and that brings up their leadoff hitter. Center fielder, Haley Howard.
She looks turned a little bit, like maybe she's aiming for left field. I don't know.
I think she starts with an open foot.
Okay.
Haley, the first time up, struck out, and now she has 1 strike on her. 0-1 to count here.
And Jackie looks very focused tonight. Like she just wants to get her job done.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a big thing for all the ladies come into this.
Ooh, okay.
Look good there. Must have been outside. We can't tell
guessing.
That angle.
So she's got 1 strike, 1 ball. We've got 2 outs, and we are in the top of the 3rd inning here. And this is a sectional. Ooh.
Got her chasing one.
Sure did. That one was a
1-2
low pitch.
Count. Jackie talking back and forth with Sophie.
There you go. I'm getting all my updates.
Yeah.
I just heard Joe is
not loud.
Not as loud, but I think it's because you got to move that thing.
Move the microphone closer. There, I can actually hear myself better too.
I know.
2-2 now our count here.
Don't necessarily
want to
hear yourself sometimes.
Fouled it off. That one did go off Brenna's hand.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gonna be tough about it. So 2-2, 2 outs. Lots going on here at the fort. The MAC track meet is also going on over at the football field. As I see a disc flying out. Oh, change up. Rung the bell. 3
Man,
up, 3 downs,
nice
all 3
inning.
Strikeouts.
All right, so once again, we're just going to do a little bit of talking about our sponsors tonight. All right, so we also have, going down the list here, Tin Cupboard at Fort Recovery. Great place to eat there. Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings, Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Cap Pharmacy, and Performance Physical Therapy. So carrying on a little bit about our tournament. So we are in the WAPOC tournament. So the winner of this game is going to play Lincoln View. And St. Henry and Marion, the winner of that one, is playing Crestview. So it looks like this tournament, hopefully, if weather works to everyone's advantage, things move pretty fast in softball. It's the end of the year, and they try to get games going. I think I just looked at the weather, and Thursday does still look dry. So that should work out well, whoever gets to play on Thursday. But hopefully it is us.
Yes, so coming up for our Lady Indians, catcher Brenna Homan. There it is. Oh, foul.
Lays down a little bunt. I was hoping it was going to hit a stone or something and roll back in because it just was right there along the third baseline.
If Brenna does that again, I'd be very impressed, depending on seeing where the third baseman, because she didn't come into that hard enough to even come close to Brenna.
No, not really. If that one would have stayed fair, she'd have had that pretty easy.
Brenna moves up in the box.
Looks like she's going for a full swing now, maybe.
Yeah, I think she was. I think that this pitcher may not be as quick as what they've been seeing.
That's true. That could be.
Now she's back in the box on this one. Now she changed her
approach. She's just going to make him think, right?
Right, right.
She's kind of like, well, you might as well have fun. When you're a senior, you get enough experience to do that. Oh, there you go.
Oh, get down, ball. Get down, ball.
Oh, yeah. Drops out in there in center field, and Brenna takes it a little more cautious this time. It comes back to first. You could tell she really wanted to go for second, but I think she figured she would take the definite base and stay on first. Nice hit, though.
Brenna 2-for-2 on the evening so far. Now coming up for our Lady Indians, shortstop Chloe Grise. She's going to be followed by Jackie Homan and then Sophie Pearson.
Brenna takes second easily. The ball gets, nope, not loose. Couldn't tell right there.
Great play
nice
by the
steal
shortstop.
By Brenna.
Great,
yeah.
Great play by the shortstop getting that. That puts her in scoring position.
Yeah, that definitely looked like that throw could have gone a little bit more wild. But, yeah, Brenna, I don't even know how many bases she's got now. I know it's a ton.
Yes. That was called a strike. Now a ball high. So it's 1-1 the count to Chloe here in the bottom of the third. Still no score in the ball game.
Got a feeling things are going to get interesting, though. It just feels like the atmosphere is changing. I don't know.
Well, it's,
can I wish it? The pitching.
I think we're going to hit the ball.
I
it's
do
just
too.
Just if we hit it at them or not.
That's true.
So a lot of it. I mean, we could have a blow up inning, or it could go down. You know, it's just we're hitting the ball though, and when you hit the ball, things happen. Put it in play.
There
That's
you go.
Hard.
Exactly like
That's
that, Chloe Greasy. Gets
Brenna
a
Homan
nice,
rounding.
Nice hard hit. The ball gets loose.
Go, you got to go.
All right,
so
Chloe
here.
Comes
nope,
back to first.
Up.
Sorry about that.
Nope, there she goes. There she goes, standing up on third.
Oh, yeah. All right, so did I not just say things are going to get interesting?
Absolutely.
And that was sure interesting. Sorry, we couldn't find the words to share with you as it happened. But Chloe hits a line drive, man, out to left field. And then the ball just gets a little loose and things goes crazy. But regardless, she gets run in and Chloe ends up getting to third, standing up on that hit. What a nice job.
Pitcher Jackie Homan.
So
now our batter.
Indians are up 1-0. We have no outs. We are in the bottom of the third inning.
So a recap on that play.
You got a better one, Joe?
Well,
tell us exactly how it happened.
Well, Jackie starts out with a strike. We should start that.
There you go. Okay.
Next pitch. That's hit.
Foul ball.
Pulls another one. So now it's 0-2 the count to Jackie. She's the third batter in the lineup, starting pitcher. But it was a line shot thrown to the second baseman, who then got through, ball went all the way to the fence, and then Chloe, with heads up, base running, made it over to the third.
There you go. Oh, takes
now
a low one,
a
really
run.
Pops it up, but
she's standing
she's
on
gonna
it.
Tag. Oh yeah,
no,
drops
it.
So
Chloe cruises in.
So that ball was hit, man, right between. Gosh, I think shortstop and center field, and I think left field was in there too, but it just kind of pops out of their glove. I think we're getting them just a little bit riled up now.
Okay, so now our batter, first baseman Sophie Pearson.
So we've got Jackie Homan on first. We have no outs. First pitch goes foul.
Heads up, Jess. Oh, no troubles.
Gosh, I was like, don't scare me like that.
Yeah.
So we are kind of right in the meat of the lineup, are we not, Joe?
We are. This is our cleanup hitter.
All righty.
Sophie Pearson.
Sophie is a sophomore, am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, low pitch.
Nice job by the catcher. Catcher's been impressing me for them.
Yeah, she really has. I think she only left one go through, and there was nobody on base, so.
So the count is now 1-1. Sophie's fouled one off and taken one low. Pitch.
Nope, another
little
foul tip.
Foul tip. She came through with her arms in on that one. If she gets her arms extended, she's going to drive the ball. Look at that gap in right center.
Holy cow. Where is the center fielder?
You could park a semi in between there. She's behind.
Oh, yeah. I see her now. Yeah, there is a huge gap. Now, the right fielder's been doing a really good job of moving. Right there, Joe. Oh, man. Perfect. Exactly what he said. So she hits a hard line shot. Right fielder's getting it in, but Holman's on third. And Sophie Pearson, yes, stand up double on that one. Joe, I love it when you just predict it and it happens just like that. That was a nice hard hit.
Even Blind Hog finds an acorn once in a while. Let's get Maddie here going. So coming up for our Lady Indians, third baseman Maddie Guckenbiller.
So to catch up right now, first base is sitting wide open. We've got runners on 2 and 3. We have no outs, 2 runs. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And I think Maddie's ready to hit.
We get Maddie to drive one. Get her out of this funk she's been in.
Yeah, I heard she was kind of just, that just happens, and it's hard to get out.
No, it does. It's ball.
Yep.
I mean, now it's 2-0's the count. So this is Maddie's count. She's sitting on it here.
She can be a little picky right now.
She just got to watch the ball spin. Watch it hit her bat.
Nope, gives a strike.
Now she's seen one. 2-1's now our count. Nobody's out here in the bottom of the third inning, and the Indians have taken a 2-0 lead.
Oh, that goes foul.
That was literally missed that by like a quarter of a centimeter from smoking it.
Okay.
Swing, she uses her whole body with the swing and generates a lot of power through it.
That's for sure.
And it's fun to watch her when she's hitting it. It truly is.
And the game started out tonight. We had an 0-0 for 2 whole innings. So the Indians are just kind of getting started here, getting something moving with this score. So that one looked like it popped off the inside of her bat a little bit.
Winds are picking up. Yeah. You can probably hear it in our microphones.
I know. Definitely.
I'm trying that, too.
Yeah,
I don't know it's
working to put your hand in front of it, but we're just going to have to struggle with it.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's it.
Nice hard hit.
Get on out of here.
Man,
off
hits
the
fence. She is round and round, and we got 2 runs in. Maddie is standing up on second.
Boom.
There we go. Now
girl,
she's
Maddie
smiling.
Guckenbiller.
Oh, she does a little dance even on second.
Absolutely. Good for Maddie.
That was a nice hit. I tell you what, I don't know if it's the pitcher or what, but these girls are hitting. I guess you call them line drives, but they're over the infield's head. So these are nice hits.
Coming up now for the Lady Indians, Brittany Tebbe.
Great hit by Maddie. And Brittany drops a little bloop, too. Goes right here in front of right field. Maddie is on 3. Brittany is going to take 2 because they overthrow. Wow. Okay, so right fielder went to throw it in. It's getting just a little ugly in the outfield right now. She went to throw it in, overthrew first. Brittany took 2 easily, and Maddie just jogged right in home. So the score is now 5-0. Indians are up.
Looks like Macy Shinneberry, the flex player and our starting left fielder, is going to go in and run for Brittany at second base. Brittany got a base hit and then moved the second on the throw. Lady Indians with 5 straight base hits here in the bottom of the third inning. Coming up for the Lady Indians will be their right fielder. And that will be Ava Shane, the batter.
All righty. Let's keep this going.
So Brittany's at second. 5 runs in.
And once again, we have no outs.
Maddie,
we're in the bottom
double.
Of the third inning. And the Indians are just getting started.
So back-to-back doubles by Sophie Pearson and Maddie Guckenbiller.
We have a little bit of a foul ball there. Coming off the top of the bat.
So following Ava, his number 8 batter, Callie Wendell, then number 9 batter, Kenzie Garkey, the center fielder. We're in the dugout if you've not been here, and we watch Kenzie do the Kenzie-type thing and just dance her way to go get her glove. But
I don't know. Maddie's little dance on second was pretty good if you saw that.
She's been looking for that line drive for quite a while.
And you could just tell there was tons of power in that hit. Oh, Ava gets a foul ball.
Love to see Ava get a rip here, too.
I tell you what, like I said, my Twitter, but the last game, boy, it just sounded like everybody was hitting. It was all kinds of different names, and sounded like they all had a chance to get things moving, so hopefully that'll happen tonight, too. Oh!
So Ava looks at strike three. One out now in the inning. That brings up second baseman Callie Wendell.
All
Kenzie
right.
Garkey, the center fielder, on deck.
Ooh, foul ball. So once again, we've got one out. We've got a runner on two. Callie Wendell's up at the plate. Score is 5-0. Indians are leading in this sectional tournament game. And we're in the bottom of the third inning.
Callie down 0-1, as Jill said.
Oh, there we go. Maybe a blue.
Fine.
Might drop two.
Oh, she falls in between.
All right, same thing. A nice little blooper went out between shortstop and left field.
Oh, good. Macy pulls the brakes on.
Yep. They thought about rounding. Macy was sure rounding third. I think Coach Chin thought about sending her home, but then made a decision to pull her back. So Callie gets a double out of that. And we got runners on two and three. First base wide open, one out.
Coming up now for the Lady Indians, center fielder Kenzie Garkey.
All right, let's see a nice hit.
I say the shortstop, when she dove, she kind of hit pretty hard. She might have knocked the air out of her there.
It sure looked like that might be a chiropractor visit.
Yeah, well, I don't know anymore. That might have cracked every bone in the back there in the vertebrae. Umpire Doug Billerman checking her out, making sure things are good.
And if it was me, I'd still be laying on the grass. I would not have got up from that one, I don't think.
So
all right.
One out, two on.
Oh, a little foul ball.
We got runners at second, third. Kenzie Garkey, our batter.
I tell you what.
Brenna Holman, the leadoff, on deck.
These freshmen, they are tiny girls, but, man, they got some power behind them, don't they?
Yes. Kenzie can swing the bat. She's a farm girl. She's thrown some hay bales.
She sure has. And I think her brother may have just broken his arm, so she might be just getting double duty now.
1-1 now, the count. Which one? I didn't even hear.
Alex.
Alex, of course.
Saw something today. I don't know.
So Marcus has just had knee surgery.
Oh, did he really?
He had his ACL repaired.
Oh, that is so much fun.
That was about a month and a half ago.
That
so he's hobbling around yet.
So?
That means Jake's looking for help.
Kenzie might be it. There you go. Nice hard hit.
Right up the middle.
Two nice. Yeah, nice play by the shortstop, but Kenzie legs it out and is called safe at first base. Boy, I can't take anything away from the shortstop on that play.
No, that was almost making ESPN on that one.
Kenzie shot that one right up. I don't know if it hit second base or not, but it was right up the center. And, man, that shortstop hustled over to get it.
Catcher Brenna Holman.
But that play was just way too close. Kenzie is stealing second, standing up.
They're not going to do anything about that.
Nope.
So it's 6-0 now. Still one out in the bottom of the third inning.
Once again, we had a runner on three there, so the catcher held on to that throw.
It's good to hear the Lady Indians. I don't know if they could hear it over the top of us, but they're making a little noise here.
Her little tomahawk chop singing.
Run a 2-for-2 on the afternoon so far.
Low pitch.
In the dirt. 2-1 now our count.
Once again, score is 6-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Indians are really making some things happen right now. We only have one out.
Brenna, the only senior on the team. Now a 3-1 count. So she's going to sit on something. If she gets a pitch, she's swinging hard.
I think so.
Very much so.
She's up forward in the box again.
Oh. Ooh.
Full swing, but it goes over the backstop. Foul ball.
There's a good chance she wanted that one pretty badly.
It's nice to see them be so relaxed all of a sudden. It's like you get a little run like that, and then they can actually have fun and not get so tense up there in the box. There you go. Nice hard hit up the middle. It's going to score two.
Yep, there goes Kenzie.
Brenda stopping on first. Two RBIs from that, and that's a big smile at first.
Two hits in the inning.
Things are happening.
Three hits in the game. Brenna's 3-for-3 on the bowl game.
So we are all the way through the lineup, huh?
Yes.
All right.
We've scored 8 runs all the way through the lineup.
Score is 8-0. We have one out.
That brings up shortstop, Chloe Greasy.
Chloe had a heck of a hit. with her last hit. Brenda's ready for two. I can tell she's going, and nobody's there. Oh, and actually, the ball goes through. She's
nice
thinking
backup.
About it. It was.
Nice backup.
Ball got through their center fielder. Had a nice backup, though. You could tell Brenda's thinking about taking third, but probably a good decision to just hang out on second.
Well, plus you got you've scored 8 runs in the inning with
yep.
1 out. Why make a silly out?
Right? Yep. I totally agree there.
So Ridgemont's head coach, Kim Bailey, is now went to the mound. And this thing, God bless it. They all got to stand 6 feet apart. Are you kidding me? Anyway.
Hopefully they can hear each other.
Yeah. Well, I'd say they can.
So they're just taking
so can we.
A minute. That's true, right.
We have headphones on, right?
Yeah, maybe. I think I'm shivering too much that I probably couldn't hear it anyways. My teeth are chattering.
Well, the sunshine is nice.
It is. I agree. So just to catch up, I think it was right after I said something big is going to happen.
There you
right,
go.
Joe? I'm
yep,
pretty
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. I'll give you credit
I am taking
that.
Credit for this one. Right now the score is 8-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning, and we have 1 out. Who started this off, all these
say,
hits?
Let's
who
just
was
go
it?
Over this third inning. So
I feel like it was Jackie
off.
Homan.
No, it was leadoff Brenna Homan.
Brenna, okay.
Hit. Then the shortstop, Chloe Greasy, had a base hit and scored Brenna after she stole second. So Brenna has two stolen bases in the same inning here.
Wow.
And then Jackie Homan with a base hit. Sophie Pearson with a double. That scored 2.
Here we see another one. Ooh, shortstop throws.
Nice job.
And Brenna steals 3 easily.
Takes it on the throw.
Nice
right.
play, though. I
absolutely.
Like that. I really like that.
They're shortstop's player.
Yeah, she is. She looks tough. So right there, who is that batter? Can't see a face.
Jackie Homan's now our batter, which you're going to hear me say it again here. Pitcher Jackie Homan.
So when they when the shortstop made the throw to first, Brenna stole third, and they actually had a really nice play there and almost got her out at third. But right now we got another runner in scoring position on 3, Jackie Homan at the plate.
You know, and a perfect example of being up 8 runs was Jackie hit that ball, and it wasn't very good because she missed it, and she came smiling looking at Coach Shane. And if we're down, it's a whole different situation, right?
Yeah, yep.
That's hit well and deep.
The
and
first,
foul.
Even the first inning tonight, just it's just how quick things can change in any sport. I guess I shouldn't say just softball, but
momentum. Yep.
Yep. Their shoulders lift a little higher. Their chins are up a little higher, and they're smiling.
Right. So Brenna Homan standing on third. We got 2 outs here in the bottom of the third, and there's been 8 runs that have been scored. Jackie Homan, your batter. She has a 1-2 count.
Last pitch was a little bit high, I believe. Maybe outside. Not sure. There's a strike.
Oh, that's a fly ball. A right fielder's been doing a good job.
Oh, and she drops it. Just
and I gave her the announcer's curse. That one
right?
didn't work out any better.
So Jackie takes a nice pitch, hits to right field, and I think it just popped right out of a palm of her hand instead of catching it in the basket of her glove for right field. She's been working hard, but like I said, they're just getting a little bit shook up here.
Yep. Now coming up for the Lady Indians, first baseman Sophie Pearson. Ooh,
and it is popping straight up above the catcher. She gets it to make the play. Boy, they finally get themselves out of this inning.
F2.
Great inning for the Indians.
So in the inning, the Lady Indians get 9 runs on 10 hits.
Wow, we will take that. All right, once again, might as well try a ad, but can't hear a thing, huh, Joe?
No.
So we're just going to do a little bit more chat, and we'll catch up here. Neil works so hard to give me so many stats, so fortunately, without my ads working, I'll be able to use them all tonight. So right now, I do have the MAC standings, but I'm not for sure if they are actually current. This stuff was all ready for me for Monday night's game, which got canceled. So we've got softball standings right now in the MAC. I believe this is correct. Minster's 5-1. Coldwater is 5-2. Versailles is 4-3. Parkway's 4-3. Fort Recovery is 4-2. St. Henry's 3-4. New Bremen is 2-5. And Marin Local is 0-7. I Fort Recovery does not have any more MAC games to go.
Yes.
We do have
Minster
one.
Minster on Saturday, and if they beat Minster, they get a share of the MAC.
That is what I needed to know.
Yes.
That's
Coldwater's 5-2. Coldwater beat Minster last week.
Okay.
6-2. And then Minster Fort Recovery game was rained out, and it's scheduled for this upcoming Saturday at Minster, and I believe it starts at 11.
Ah, that was a rainout. All right. And I just got an update from my sister. Thank you very much. St. Henry beat Marion. Go ahead.
Brooke Nielsen, third baseman.
So last night in tournament, St. Henry Marion did play, and St. Henry beat Marion.
Oh, there's a base hit for him. Their second hit of the game.
Goes to right field. Thank you.
So that starts them out. Hopefully nobody lets up here. That's the biggest thing, right? So now coming up for Ridgemont, shortstop Amanda Howland, who has just been having a great game defensively. She had one mishap, but that wasn't – that's right. Sorry, I can't help it. I got little Jackie Homan, Jenna, right in front of me, and I think she may have peed her pants when that ball was coming at us. Anyway, so Amanda.
I looked down.
Holland,
I missed it.
Yeah. Anyway, that was hit hard.
That goes. Yep, it sure did.
Easy, easy. Yep,
yep,
we're all good.
Settle down. There we go.
Ridgemont starts off with back-to-back base hits here in the top of the fourth.
Yep, that one went right between Maddie Guggenbiller and Chloe.
So now coming up for the Lady Golden Gophers is their catcher, Nikki Freshcorn.
All right, so we have no outs. Top of the fourth inning here for Ridgemont. Indians just came off a great inning. When now,
ripped.
Here they go.
That ball is ripped.
What a hit. That goes into the fence in left field. Nice job getting it in, but it does score two runs. And Brenna throws it back. Don't throw the ball around, girls. Whew. Sorry, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, it should have.
All right, so Ridgemont gets things started themselves here. They got two runs already, and I feel like we just barely started top of the fourth inning.
We did.
Nice hit.
They've sent three batters and had three base hits. And that puts the catcher, Freshcorn, at second. Now coming up is first baseman, Hannah Schaffner.
All right, so the Indians got to play a little bit of defense here. And
I'd say
really
the catcher at second base has played a lot of softball.
Yeah, I agree.
Same thing with the shortstop who hit before. I think the top three girls probably play travel ball somewhere.
I would assume.
Because they all look like they play.
And I think we're going to have to really keep an eye on that girl in second to not get third because they look like they're moving around. We do get the out on first.
And we'll give them that. We're still up seven.
Nice little short hopper to Kelly Wendell. She makes the play at first to Sophie Pearson, but the runner on second, the catcher, does advance to third. We've got one out.
Coming up now for Ridgemont, second baseman Braxton Thomas. Is there a batter? One out, two runs in, three hits here in the top of the fourth. And that one went off of Brenna's knee, I believe. Something. Either way.
She says, I'm good, and she smiles.
Smiling.
Coach was ready to go out and see if she was okay.
That,
and she's
that
like,
to me, looked like pain, agony, grinding of teeth. There may be a mark with seams on it tomorrow.
That's the cool stuff, though, right, Jenna? All right, scores 2-9, one out. Foul ball.
Jackie up 0-2.
Where are we at in the lineup, Joe?
This is their fifth hitter.
All righty. Smack
dab
in the middle.
Sixth hitter.
A little bit.
Braxton Thomas is their sixth hitter.
So Indians play at Minster, I assume, then on Saturday?
Yes, at Minster.
All right. Oh, foul ball again.
Now Braxton in the first inning, I believe, got their first base hit by dribbling it in front.
Okay. Was she the one that legged it out?
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah. So this is only her second at bat in a ball game.
Ooh, that must have been
outside.
Must have, maybe. She's a lefty, so it's a little bit hard to tell.
Well, either way, we're on the side, right? We can't
correct.
See out.
Even though we might
out.
Think we see it sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like. Ooh, nice stop, Maddie.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
He got her.
Wow. Okay, so Brenna. So the runner on three gets a good leadoff, and Brenna throws it to Maddie, and.
2-5.
She made the out. Looks like their coaches. I'm a little disagreement, maybe. So I'm not sure what happened. It kind of looked like maybe she jumped up when she came back and Maddie got her, just with her toe off the base.
The only way, yeah, and Steve Trout is not going to overrule
this. Yeah, no one's going to change it.
No. Billerman was right on top of it.
There's no replays in high school girls softball, but what a great play. That was a game changer right there.
So two outs now in the inning.
So,
and we have, well, they took the count off.
Oh, yeah.
I know she has at least two strikes on her.
Well, I know the last two I thought
think
were
it's
balls.
Right, so it might be 3-2.
Well, that's a little foul ball.
Jenna, who's in charge of the scoreboard? Who?
I think they reset it. And.
Yeah.
But I know she had the two because we said it might be outside. And then I was just getting ready to say where Brenna's glove was. That one was low.
Right
when
to Brenna
made it. Maddie
fire.
Makes a great throw. Wow, that was textbook right
she
there, too.
She buzzed Jackie's tower, though. I don't think that missed her head by about 3 inches. So 5-3 for the third out in the inning.
So tiny bit of damage, but really not a ton. They sure kept it together and showed their stamina right there at the end and showed the Ridgemont that we weren't going to give it up that easy.
No, with the top three hitters for Ridgemont all did get hits, and they hit it hard, too, right?
So I think yes, they did.
Next time through, I bet, well, numbers 2, 3, and 4. But I bet you next time Jackie's going to be mixing her pitches up pretty good.
Yeah, I would assume. I haven't seen a whole lot of different pitches yet tonight, but then again, that doesn't mean she's not doing them, and I just can't see them.
Right.
But, yeah, she's probably going to get things a little bit more interesting. So I'm going to run through a few of our sponsors once again, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the MAC softball standings. We've got Wayne Street Market, B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wangler Ace Hardware, Tin Cupboard, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings, Fort Camp Excavating, and Miracle Lanes. Okay, so Joe was catching us up here to speed because I wasn't too sure on the MAC softball standings. So Fort Recovery is still in the hunt, you're telling me.
Yes.
That
yes.
is.
If they beat Minster. That's why.
Then we would be tied.
Game, right. Saturday game versus New Bremen, the Friday night game versus Marion were both very big games for Lady Indians because that keeps them in contention.
Okie dokie. So what time does that game happen to be?
On
Any
Saturday?
Clue? Yeah.
I think it's 11.
Man, I got a meeting in New Bremen, and I'm just thinking, boy, that would be really handy if I could
yes.
sneak out of a meeting to go watch a softball game.
So, yeah, coming up for the Lady Indians will be their third baseman, Maddie Guckenbiller.
All right, so Maddie got herself a nice double last inning.
And it looks like Macy Shinneberry is going to hit for the So, Brittany Tebby was hitting in the flex spot for Macy. But it looks like Macy, the junior, is going to get a hit.
And Oof. Maddie hits one way up. That looks like it's going to come into the dugout probably. And it hits the roof. Ooh, that was close.
That might have been a home run in a silo. That was way up in the air.
Yeah, for sure.
Had the girls over here listen to them all giggling. Days and beats.
Isn't that what girls do best, giggle? I shouldn't say that. That sounds so sexist.
I'm happy a girl's saying it.
You can't. If you would. Ooh, oh, there
hard.
We go. Oh, Maddie
float,
hits it out toward
float,
left.
Caught.
Ah, nice catch by the left fielder.
Warning
Sorry, center
track.
Fielder. My bad.
That was on the warning
Definitely
track.
Headed to the fence, though.
F8, one out. That brings up, like I said, Macy Shinneberry.
So she just one out here.
Try to get this written down.
So Macy.
Good eye. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians have one out. We've got a 7-run lead. The score is 9-2. Change up.
Oh.
And Macy's
nobody's
hustling
there.
It out for a bunt.
Nobody's
and there,
there
is no one there. She makes it. Nice run through. Good hustle. That was just a nice bunt.
Very nice bunt.
Yep.
Base hit, so that brings up Ava Shane. No, it doesn't.
No, I was going to say not.
That's Allison Kanapke.
Oh, that's your own kid? No.
That's why I had no. to, I saw I dark hair. I'm like, that's not Ava
You can
Shane.
Tell when it's Ava because she's got the curly hair.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like we got a little bit of a change in the line up here, so we'll just take a
right.
second.
So I would assume, which you're never supposed to do that.
Right.
That Allison will go into right field. I'm just going to hold off on that. We'll wait and see.
All right, so we're just getting a lineup caught up here. Indians have one out. Macy Shinneberry on first with a perfectly laid bunt and good hustle to take that base. And Allison Caffey's going to be up the plate trying to move her around.
So we have one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Indians with a 9-2 lead. Allison, the freshman.
Oops. Sorry. We're right in the middle of the walk to the bullpen, I think.
It's all right. I'm surprised Pearson didn't hit me going by.
She was thinking about it.
Okay. I didn't even see what. No, we're still 0-1, I believe, isn't it? Oh, swinging a miss.
Still looking at cords, trying to see why I can't get these commercials to play.
0-2 now our count. Ugh, nice change up. Allison strikes out. Now two outs in the inning. Callie Wendell, our batter. Oh, and of course I'll say that again. Second baseman, Callie Wendell.
So he's got one extra button to turn tonight, too, making his job even more interesting. Oh, a little pop-up. Foul ball.
As we had mentioned earlier, the MAC track meet's being held here at Fort Recovery this year. Saw another discus go flying out over that way. That reminded me of it.
I just heard their announcer a little bit, maybe. Wonder how things are going over there.
Callie get a hit here.
Ooh,
hit
there
hard.
We go. Third base. Third baseman fields it. Goes to first. It looked like a foul ball.
Yeah, he called foul.
That's what I thought.
Callie
just a little bit foul.
Two for two on the evening so far.
Got a little bit of a luck on that one, to be honest. I think it was only a couple inches foul, so good thing she didn't pick that one up any sooner.
There's
nice hit. There you go. There's over shortstop's head. Macy is totally rounding. He's sending her to third. Callie's taking second. And everybody's standing up. Runners on one. Sorry, runners on two and three. Boy, some nice base running there. Callie definitely did not run those bases like a freshman right there. She knew exactly what she wanted.
Well, the girls got they got 20-plus games in already this year, right?
They have. It's
Callie's
funny.
Played every inning of everything because she's the only second baseman. And, I know they're 20-plus games.
And it's interesting because I missed.
And I think we've won five straight, so I think we're about
16. Oh, nice hit.
Eight.
Slams it into the dirt. And, almost.
Yeah, that was a nice try. See, Doug couldn't see that, but she trapped it with the ground.
She did.
Yeah.
Almost. So Kinsey gets out at first. Nice play by the third baseman, I believe.
5-3, yes, you are correct.
To get Kinsey out, but a pretty close play. But like we were just saying, I feel like these girls have made huge strides. I know I only get to the home games, and I miss some of the more interesting away games. But, boy, they look like they have matured quite a bit this season.
Well, they were in a slump in the middle of the year, and I think they won one out of eight games, I think.
That was right after Jake County, right? We played Jake County, and then we kind of hit a little bit of a rut.
We played Parkway.
Yes, and we did good.
And we did really well. And then we beat Anna as the only team we beat in like an eight-game stretch.
Because
there was just some of them that we come out and it's. Oof.
Yeah. So I thought for a second they were switching pitchers, but we are not.
So,
let's see.
Number six, make sure, yes. We're coming up for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers will be pitcher Whitney Bailey.
I just love that Golden Gophers. That's fun to say.
So, they will have here in the bottom of the, or no, top of the fifth inning, 7, 8, and 9. Oh,
and
that
we get
could
a
be
little.
A tweener. Base hit.
Oh, it was fair. That one just came right over Sophie's head. Too short for Allison. And just a little too far over to the line for Callie. So if the umpire would have stretched his hand out, was that Allison and Wright?
Yes, okay. It is. Yeah.
So if the umpire would have stretched his hand out, I think he could have caught that one.
So, and I missed it. But now coming up.
Oh, he missed. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I flat out missed it. Michaela Creviston. They've heard her name once before. Michaela struck out her first time up.
And Ooh, throwing it back to keep the girl in first. Got to keep him on their toes there. I think she looked a little nervous about that one.
Yeah.
That's the pitcher you said on first, correct?
Yes, Whitney Bailey, the pitcher's on first.
We've got no outs. We're just getting started in the fifth inning.
Jackie's thrown two strikes in a row without an offering from the batter, Michaela Creviston. This has got her down as the right fielder, but I don't think that's the right fielder.
It's not, unless they.
That's a good pitch, threw it about eye high. Give her something to look
at.
Last
time, I think that's the one she swung at, to be honest. Michaela's a sophomore.
Looks like they're going to have a new batter come up down deck here.
Might have a few changes to get caught up on. Oh, nice pitch. Gets her looking. Nice job by Jackie.
One out now in the inning. And this says Abby Nichols, but it's number 15. Jaden Dondra.
Yeah. Dondrea.
Dondrea. Jaden Dondrea.
Jaden is a freshman. This is the first time we've seen her in this game, I believe.
Yes.
Period, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She is batting for Abby Nichols. I need to working on some of this. Good size for a freshman.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I got the wrong girl. She's tall. Bigger strike zone. So we got one strike, one ball, one out, and a runner on first. There we go. She just a nice little short one to
Jackie.
Jackie goes right to Sophie.
1-3. Two
nice
outs now
again
in the inning. And the runner, Whitney Bailey, she'll move to second base. And that brings the top lineup with Haley Howard, your batter. Of course, you're going to hear me say that again, too. I keep it.
It's all right.
One of these times I'll get it.
It works out.
Center fielder, Haley Howard.
All right, so the Indians are just kind of sitting here on defense. This inning's been a little bit slower than the last one, which is nice.
Nice
strike
pitch.
One.
So on the evening, Howard has struck out twice. Let's see.
That
one, two, three, four, five, six. Jackie has six strikeouts so far on the evening. We're here in the top of the fifth.
And we've got two. Excuse me.
Oh, nice changeup. She pulled the string on that.
Shoo.
That was almost a video game changeup. I'll follow that up with a heater.
Right about eye level.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh,
yep,
yep,
there we go.
That's what she does. It gets her swinging. Nice pitch. Nice inning by Jackie Homan.
Three outs. And after four and a half complete, our score remains 9-2. Lady Indians over the Lady Golden Gophers. Let's move that to
try
the next.
Try this a little different way here at once. Nope.
So coming up for our Lady Indians, it'll be a top lineup here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's Brenna Homan, Chloe Greasy, and Jackie Homan. Sophie Pearson's the number four hitter. And she will be in the hole. Maddie Guggenbiller behind her. And Maddie's hit the ball hard twice. Both of them in about the same spot in right center field. One of them hit the fence and one of them was right in front of the fence.
All right, so we were talking before about the MAC. Anybody else got a chance for this at all, or is it just us and Minster, Joe? Do you know that?
Well, Coldwater, I believe, is also 5-2.
They would be tied.
Right, so it'd be a three-way.
But about Versailles and Parkway, they're probably done, maybe?
I would say so. Coming up now for our Lady Indians. Catcher, Brenna Homan.
Oh, my goodness. Whew.
Brenna, 3-for-3 on the evening.
Brenna's had two stolen bases tonight?
Yes.
Man, I wish I had that.
Yes, she had a bloop hit in the first inning. She had another, I think one of them she bunted, didn't she?
I feel like she did.
I went foul. But she's got on every time, and it's hit green out there. But
yeah.
That last pitch was called a strike, so it's 1-1 on Brenna.
There we go. She makes a hit.
Oh,
shortstop struggles it. Boy, lucked out on that. That shortstop hasn't made too many errors tonight, but she did right there. She kind of went to pick it up, and the ball stayed on the ground. Nice hustle by Brenna.
I think she knew she had to hurry, and that kind of pushed things a little bit.
I think so, too. Yeah, because she knew Brenna was going to get there quick.
So coming up now for Lady Indians, Shortstop, Chloe Grise. That's hit high. Oh.
And Brenna's coming back to maybe tag up, and there she goes.
She is going to tag on it.
Nice job by Brenna Homan.
She will advance on the fly ball.
So the ball went to right to center fielder, I believe.
Yes, for the first out in the inning. So that brings up the Lady Indians pitcher, Jackie Homan.
Let's see what Jackie can do. Brenna's on second, so that is totally scoring position for her. She's quick.
Get those two runs back.
Yeah.
Catcher does a nice job framing for him.
Yep, she does. That ball was a little bit low.
Nice overall job. Catcher and shortstop are pretty decent players here.
I agree. Hits that one to shortstop, but that one gets through. That was a hard hit ball. And Brenna stops on three. But the ball gets thrown, overthrow. Shoot, Jackie hustles to
heads
second
up base
there.
Run. Yep.
Sure was. She totally stopped. I couldn't quite see where the ball was because the players. But, the ball got through shortstop, I believe, coming back in from the outfield. And Jackie takes two easily.
First baseman, Sophie Pearson.
So right now we got runners on two and three with one out.
Oh,
Sophie
tweener.
Gets it off the inside of the bat. Oh, man.
Brenna's going to tag.
Just for a second.
We'll score.
That one was just right on top of the second baseman. And I looked for a second. It might pop out. But
two outs.
So two outs, but we get the run. 2-10.
So just realize this, Jill. I can't believe we're at the bottom of the fifth. Second baseman's left-handed.
Okay.
Don't see that very often. But up now for Lady Indians, third baseman Maddie Guggenbiller.
And maybe that's why that shortstop had a cover so much on that one steal long.
Ooh, that's
nice hit by Maddie. Bounces off left fielder's glove, rolls to the fence. Maddie takes two.
That's going to score Jackie.
Jackie Hillman comes in easily. Maddie's got another smile on her face.
They're driving it.
Boy, that's nice to see.
It is. If we're going to make a tournament run, Maddie Guggenbiller is going to be hitting the ball.
That's for sure. Right now, our score is 2-11 on two outs.
Looks like we have a pinch hitter here for the Lady Indians. Coming up to bat for them will be Abby Kanapke. So Abby is now batting in the flex player spot.
Okay.
So, this now, I can't go there. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but we'll make it work. My book's not official anyway. So, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians have got those two runs back, and it's 11-2. So, if they score... If Abby gets a base hit and gets Maddie Guggenbiller in, it's a run rule.
That's what I was just going to say.
I believe.
I sure like to be on this end of the run rule because years and years ago when I was going to a lot of softball games, many times we were on the other end of it, and that's no fun.
Abby's a little hit on that one. 0-1.
But, you know, I can't say this game is not in the books yet. That's for sure. Ridgemont, they've definitely hung on here and done some good things.
And top lineup's coming up for them next inning.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid they were going to get something started.
It benefits us.
If
Abby can get
that's
a hit,
for
we
sure.
Got two outs. She just looked at a strike there. Now she just makes contact. She makes contact. Maddie's moving. She's going on the release here.
She gets underneath it there. Nope, so strike three. So we are going to play an extra inning for sure, see where we go. Score is 11-2, and we just finished up the bottom of the fifth inning. So we're getting ready to start the top of the sixth here at Fort Recovery. This has definitely been an interesting game, that's for sure. The ladies have done a nice job keeping their heads in there and not getting shook up when Ridgemont has had the chance to score a few. So let's see. We're going to talk about some games that we have coming up. And I'm not sure if this is updated because we had some rain and all kinds of funky stuff happen. So, I believe baseball's playing at St. Mary's. Thursday softball is going to play at Lincoln View if we win tonight, so we're going to cross our fingers and hope this game keeps going our way. Once again, you need to buy your tickets online if you would like to go watch them play at Lincoln View. So when you go to the OHSAA site, you're going to click on softball, and you click on WAPUC, and then you click on buy tickets. And I would assume that it's going to be some kind of virtual ticket or something you print out at home, but you have to get them before the game. So thanks, COVID, but it is what it is. We're playing softball. Baseball plays at WAPUC. That's going to be broadcast on FR Radio on Thursday. And it sounds like baseball host Franklin Monroe on Friday. Once again, that's going to be broadcast on FR Radio. And Saturday, softball is going to play at Minster for the MAC title.
Third baseman, Brooke Nielsen.
I should say for a share in the MAC title. So that would be a great game to get to.
Yes, it would.
I'm still trying to figure my way out of that meeting, Joe, as we're talking. I think I can make it work.
Especially if the Lady Indians, if they win this game and are victorious on Thursday night, being sectional champs heading into that MAC game, right?
Okay, so I'm getting myself some updates.
0-1 now the pitch as Brooke Nielsen fouled it off.
Oh.
Now 0-2. Brenna takes another one.
Okay, not rooming it. So I'm not sure if I'm allowed to promote any local newspapers, but my sister just happens to work for one. So I wanted to find out how this leaderboard is looking. Just got me interested when Brenna was running the bases. Another little foul.
1-2 now our count.
Looked like Brenna had, let's see, last week update, she had 23. Jackie is leading in doubles. Sophie is leading.
Brenna had 23 what?
Stolen bases for the leaderboard in the Daily Standard.
Nice job by the batter, just sticking her bat out there and making contact, staying alive.
So we've got, Jackie is leading in doubles, Sophie's leading in triples, and Brenna's leading in runs. So it looks like that leaderboard is full of Fort Recovery players, which is pretty awesome to see. We've had a rough couple years, and these girls are young.
Only 20.
I thought she...
Uh-oh.
Okay, the ball just gets past Brenna. Easy peasy. Error. Nothing lost. That was strike three. Brenna dropped the ball, and the runner was smart to
take off running.
Strike three in softball, if the catcher drops the ball, you can take your base if you can get it. So that was a nice job keeping her head in there by Brenna and making the throw to Sophie.
Amanda Howland, the shortstop, is now the batter. As we had mentioned before, Amanda had a couple plays where the ball slipped out, but she tried to bare hand stuff. Oof, nice changeup.
That was a nice changeup.
Remember when we talked about?
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying, she's got to get some different stuff in.
Yeah, absolutely, because these last two girls hit her hard. That was two innings ago.
Yeah, now putting right at her eyes.
Yeah, that'd be a nice pitch. Yeah, not bad. It was right at the shoulders.
China? She did get a piece of that one, though.
Right, 1-2. So now the batter, McKee, is probably really thinking, is this a fastball or a changeup?
Yeah, and if it's a changeup, you don't want to be swinging like a fastball, or you're going to get a whole lot of air.
Right. So.
This batter is, who'd
Amanda,
you say?
Amanda Holland.
Oh, Holland, okay.
And strike three. There's the eighth. Well, see, it says McKee on the back of
her. Okay, that's why I just got confused, too, because I'm like, okay, I gotcha.
Jackie now with nine strikeouts on the evening.
Nine, wow. She was really playing smart, I think.
And here is the catcher for the Lady Golden Gophers, Nikki Freshcorn.
Now she, did she get a double last time?
She drilled it, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Fence.
Okay, a little foul ball coming here.
Seeing she was ahead on that one, so she's messing time a little bit.
Yep, and now they're thinking.
Here.
Yeah, some games you got to work harder than others on keeping the batters on their toes.
Which is good. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up 11-2.
Oh, gets her on a strike.
Tell you what, she steps up and gets the strikes out the side in the top of the sixth. That's saying something right there.
Yep. That one was a nice pitch. What's she going to do with this one? Inside? Oh, right up the middle, man.
She timed
it. I feel like
it.
That's what she did last time. Nice nice job getting that in by Kenzie Garkey in center field, right? Okay, hey. Kenzie gets that one right in quickly, and they end up throwing it to first, trying to catch her off the bag.
Coming up now for Ridgemont will be First baseman Hannah Schaffner, the batter.
So Ridgemont has two outs. The run is 11-2. They really want to stay in this game.
Kind of, and I think it's because of our angle too, Jill.
Yeah.
I watch Mr. Billerman there had his hand up in the air like this to bring her up. He goes, nope, safe. I thought he
was
going
to
do
it. It was close, right?
Yeah, it was. He had it up in the air. I thought he was going to pull a trigger.
Ooh. Ooh, high pitch, but she gets a piece of it.
Come
man,
on,
it's
Kenzie.
Going
Come
back.
On, Kenzie.
Oh, ouch, jeez, and Pete's. Oh, man. Kenzie just did a flip in the outfield. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I think we got to have time here.
We shouldn't
she's
have,
tough as nails.
Shouldn't
still
have jinxed
smiling.
Her by saying she's going to do all our brother's work. Whew.
Yeah.
As a gymnastics coach, I would give that about a 10.
Kenzie's like, yeah, I'm fine. Why are you asking?
Oh, my gosh. She just. Yeah, okay. Well, her body flipped and her head kind of stayed backwards.
I know.
But she's fine.
But tough kid. I'd say there's a good chance she might have got hit by her brother or two once or twice.
Did I just hear somebody say she looked like
them.
A scorpion? She did, yeah. But she probably just gives it as good as she takes it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, it might hurt in the morning.
Oof.
But regardless, she did not quite get to the ball, and they did get the runner, too. Did we get that point across yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, Ridgemont. Ridgemont has two outs. They got a runner on 2 and 3. We're in the top of the sixth
Braxton
inning.
Braxton Thomas. Coming up now for Ridgemont, Braxton Thomas, our batter.
We've got a 7-run lead right now. It sits in the box. Nice throw. Good job by Brenna.
A 9-run lead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say?
That's the third out in the inning.
Oh, my goodness.
As Brenna picks the ball up on top of the plate, which is in fair territory.
Yep.
Steps up and throws to Sophie Pearson at first to get the third out in the inning.
Nice play. Sometimes those are really tough because you get a base runner in your way. But she didn't seem to get shook up by that one at all.
And Brenna even yelled, inside, inside. Nice
yeah.
job.
Phew.
DJ over here is playing some good tunes.
DJ Jenna. All right, so once again, I'm just going to run through our sponsors in case we don't get another chance to do this tonight. We have Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wangler Hardware, Zinkabert, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fuller Mechanical, Hastings, Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Count Pharmacy, Performance Physical Therapy, Wayne Street Market, and B&D Contracting. I think I'm getting faster talking the colder I get, Joe. All right, so let's see here. We ran through the games. I don't want to jinx us at all, but we are hoping that the Indians are going to get to continue on this tournament run maybe on Thursday. If we can pull off this game tonight, we're going to play Lincoln View on Thursday.
Quick stats for you. The Indians right now have 18 hits, scoring 11 runs.
Wow.
Here in the bottom of the sixth.
To the other week.
Now, official score might have taken two or three of those hits away from them, but either way, you're still looking at 15 hits, which is a very nice job by the Lady Indians.
And there's a lot of different Indians hitting as far as from what I've seen tonight.
Looks like coming up. Yeah. So Allison stayed in the game here. So it'll be right fielder Allison Knapke. Is that
right.
batter?
Just getting started here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Lady Indians. We are up 11-2. Ooh, high pitch.
Allison had a pretty big game on the second game at Sydney Lehman. I think she got three or four hits.
Did she?
On Saturday.
Sounded like they had a good Saturday. Hits it to third base, a little blooper. Nice throw by third base to first.
One hopper to third?
Yep. So, yeah, speaking of Saturday, I'm pretty sure from what I've heard, they played three games in less than 24 hours. Am I right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yep, absolutely.
And they did well.
Yeah, they did. They won all three.
That's insane.
Second baseman, Callie Wendell.
Callie pops the one up. It looks like it's going to go foul, hopefully.
Look at that
but
shortstop.
Boy, ouch. Jeez, I'm Pete's. I thought she was going to go head first in the fence.
Almost her second Sports Center play on the day.
Yeah. Shortstop hustled all the way over there and almost got that one, which I can't blame her because they definitely don't want our bats to get as hot as they did a couple innings ago.
Kenzie Garkey's on deck. She's a 9-hitter. Pitcher throws a high soft one to Callie. 1-1 now our count here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Indians up 11-2 in the first game of sectional tournament. That was a called low ball.
Yep.
2-1 now our count. Wind's a little bitey, isn't it?
It is. All of a sudden, I just was like, oh, yep, it's a little chilly. I'll take that run rule now. Oh, just a pop-up. Looks like right over third base there for out number two for the Indians.
Kelly actually weighed on that. Like she's and then went ahead and swung because she knew it was going to be a strike. But she,
yep.
Timing's tough when you do something like that.
You don't got a whole lot of time to judge the pitches in softball.
No. So now our center fielder, Kenzie Garkey.
Oh, that's nice hit. It looks like that one might drop. Oh, might go toward left field, and they catch it.
So the Indians go up 1-2-3.
Nice defensive half of the inning there by Ridgemont. They look like they were a little bit more focused again, and maybe that's just the fact that we're so close to run rule on them that they really want to hang in there. So it looks like we're for sure playing seven innings.
Looking all the way through it, that is the first time in the ball game the Lady Indians want 1-2-3. Three up, three down. So now coming in the top of the seventh, it will be number 7, 8, and 9 for the Ridgemont Lady Golden Gophers.
All right,
now
hopefully.
We say, is it Golden Gophers?
That's what it says, Golden Gophers.
I got to get gold sleeves on. I always want to see a maroon and gold because I'm used to Minnesota, I guess.
Golden Gophers is what I saw, and I thought, hey, that's a pretty cool name. So I'm assuming Ridgemont is a small school like us, obviously,
yeah.
Or they wouldn't be in our tournament. I don't know that I've ever even heard of Ridgemont.
It looked like I tried to look them up a little bit on the internet. It looks like a newer school.
Okay.
Looks nice over there. Like I said, they are straight north of Ben Logan.
Hmm.
And east of Indian Lake.
So not too far away, but they had a little bit of a haul to get here.
That's a good hour bus ride at least.
I was going to say, yeah, at least an hour. Uh-oh.
I got caught talking.
I know. Then Joe missed his.
That's okay. We'll get her on the next pitch.
First pitch is the ball.
Pitcher Whitney Bailey.
Bailey is up. What'd she do last time? I remember seeing her on base.
She got a base hit.
Just a single.
I believe
there, okay.
It fell like right by Doug Millerman there.
Oh, that was the one that, yep, that was right there
right
on the line.
So that was, she is, this is only her third at bat in the game. She is 1-for-3.
Strike two.
Jackie, as I mentioned earlier, with 9 Ks on the evening.
Jackie's up in the count. Once again, the Indians are up by 9. We're in the top of the 7th inning, so this
There's
is it.
10.
There you
Strike
go.
Strike 3.
So if Ridgemont doesn't get some runs here, this could be our ball game.
So this is coming up for Ridgemont. Michaela Creveston.
I believe she struck out last 2 times, maybe?
Yes. She struck out both times up.
I know last time I think she was looking.
She looks like a young one.
She does.
Is she a freshman?
Got to go down one more page.
43.
Or 2 there.
Sophomore.
Okay. Oh, hey. There she digs into the ground.
Oh.
Sophie bobbles it, but hangs with it. Nice job by Sophie Pearson.
3 unassisted. Sophie with a grin.
Yeah, I think she kind of bumps at Kelly like, yeah, get out of my way. I got this.
So this is number 15 again.
So we are 1 out away.
So Jaden D'Andrea.
Yep.
Looks like. Jaden D'Andrea.
So we are 1 out away from winning this first sectional game.
Yes.
Shouldn't say that.
Nope.
Jinkus.
That
oh, straight up.
It.
See if
Senior
Brenna can get it. Nice job.
Ball game.
Up
How
a
awesome
little bit
that?
There for a Brenna. Boy, the smiles here.
F2.
Definitely wow. Fun to see tonight. Nice
okay.
Job by the Indians.
4, 5.
As they line up to wave and not slap hands after. Yeah. Anyways, what a great game tonight. I sure am glad, even though we couldn't get our commercials to work the way we wanted to, that we got this game broadcast here. So Joe's going to get our stats hooked up here in a second, but I'm just going to run through what happens next. So Indians just won first sectional game. We're going to go on to play Lincoln View on Thursday. Lincoln View is number 3 seed. Indians are number 5 seed. And we're going to play at Lincoln View at 5:00 on Thursday. Once again, if you would like tickets to that game, You cannot just show up at the gate. There's a whole system of what has to happen here, and I was going to find my official paper from Neil so I can give it exactly. So give me 1 second. Or not.
Oh, you're fine.
I know stuff can't disappear, Joe. I swear. There it is. All right. So here's what we have. No tickets are available at the gate for any of our tournament games. If you want tickets for the softball game on Thursday, which I can, I don't know if I want to guarantee, but I can guarantee it's going to be a good game, Joe. This team look like they're ready for some big things on Thursday. So you're going to go to ohsaa.org/tickets, and you're going to select softball, and then you're going to select Wapakoneta, and then get tickets. I'm going to assume that these tickets are going to be virtual tickets that you're going to have on your phone, or you can maybe print them out at home, whatever the case is. But you're probably going to get that ticket instantly, and then you'll be ready to head out to the game on Thursday for our next sectional game.
All right, so some quick stats. First, the Ridgemont Golden Gophers in the losing effort had 5 hits for 2 runs, and they left 4 girls on base. Jackie Homan was pretty dominant pitching. She had 10 strikeouts. Going for Our Lady Indians, they had 18 hits, 11 runs, 8 girls left on base. I have Brenna Homan 4 for 4. There's one of them that could have been called an error, but we're going to go 4 for 4. I'd say by far she, actually Jackie Homan also went 4 for 4.
Wow.
So they had 2 girls go 4 for 4. Chloe Greasy was 1 for 4. Sophie Pearson was 1 for 4. Maddie Guckenbiller was 2 for 4. And that is big news because Maddie has been in a slump, and she was driving the ball today.
She was driving it, and she was smiling.
Yes, and she hit it hard several times. Brittany Tebby was 1 for 2. Abby Kanapke was 0 for, Macy Shinneberry was 1 for 1. Abby Kanapke was 0 for 1. Avis Chain was 0 for 2. Allison Kanapke, 0 for 2. Callie Wendell was 1, 2, 3 for 4 for Callie Wendell. Nice game by freshman. Kenzie Garkey was 1 for 4. So that's kind of a quick rundown for the Lady Indians. Pretty much everybody got into the game except for one, and they played some really good defense. I really don't remember them having an error.
No, and I was just going to say that the defense is definitely the thing that I think, well, I shouldn't say that because their offense was on fire tonight too, but boy, they looked so much calmer out there, staying behind the balls, not getting worked up, making the throws. So things looked pretty darn good for the Indians tonight for a first sectional win. And hopefully anybody that wants to come out and see them, you can watch on Thursday. On Saturday, we play for a share of the MAC title, play in Minster. Yeah, and then we'll just see where we go from there.
Yes.
All right, so thank you all for listening, and have a good evening.